People.com, new article. As Dr. Seuss' birthday approaches on March 2nd, a new study argues that many of the author's classic children books are racist and problematic. You didn't know it. Dr. Seuss. They're so prideful. Oh, we're aware of all the social and racial issues found in Dr. Seuss that you're not aware of. You're just an idiot. Cat in the Hat? I mean, a walk it in the pocket? It's just so racist, you know? This is what they say. They say, even though books like Horton Hears a Who and The Sneetches can be used to promote tolerance, anti-bias, or anti-racism, Katie Ishizuka and Ramon Stevens write in their February 2019 report, "The cat is out of the bag. Orientalism, anti-blackness, and white supremacy in Dr. Seuss children books." You know, they're so racist against Orientals because they call them slanty-eyed, okay? And they're so anti-black because they're never found in the book very much. It says this, from the findings, they only find 2% of their characters are people of color. Even though it was written in the 1950s, okay? Notably, every character of color is male. So they say, even though it's only 2% of the characters are people of color, they're always male. Okay, it says males of color are only presented in subservient, exotified, or dehumanized roles. The majority of the books are like cats and like animals and weird creatures that you've never even seen before. Talk about dehumanization. Okay, it says this also remains true in the relation to white characters. Most startling is the complete invisibility and absence of women and girls of color across Seuss's entire children's book collection. Well, look, does every book have to be a perfect picture of the exact demographics that exist in America at that point in time? Does it have to constantly change? I mean, do they use that same grading technique when they look at TV shows like Family Matters? Where's all the white people? The Cosby Show, where's all the white people? You know, I'm not mad. I watched those shows. I liked Urkel, you know? I like The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, you know? I like Carlton's dancing. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you, I'm gonna buy. You know? He's got the white man dance. Oh, I guess that was white supremacy because he danced like a white man, huh? You're not woke enough, bro. Someone said that probably. I just thought of it. I don't know. Now I'm becoming woke, I guess. I'm seeing all the white supremacy. It's ridiculous. Look at Luke 17, verse 25. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. You know, the thing you have to understand about our culture with all the Black Lives Matter and the LGBT and the racism is they just hate Jesus and they've rejected Jesus. So really, we just live in a society full of reprobates today. And you know what reprobates hate? The truth. You know why all these books are getting banned like Dr. Seuss? Look, Dr. Seuss was a liberal. He was a Democrat. His wife gave money to Planned Parenthood after he died. They were so mad because he had a book where he said, a person is a person no matter how little. And so a bunch of anti-abortionist groups used that quote because they liked it so much, and then they sued them for using that line from his book and were giving to Planned Parenthood. He's not like a Trumper. He's not like a conservative. He was on their team. And they're attacking him. You know why? Because no one's safe from this wokeness. No one's safe from their destruction, from their rebellion. Look, they're rebellious against everyone. They hate everyone. They dislike everything. And you know what's eventually going to happen is the Bible's going to be hate speech. Look, if Dr. Seuss is hate speech, this thing's on the chopping block. They just don't want to go after this first. They want to get, you know, other popular characters. And they say, well, if we have to get rid of Dr. Seuss, then we're going to have to get rid of your beloved Bible. And of course, you know, they won't word it like that. They'll say, well, we have to get rid of certain biblical texts that are racist and, you know, that have an undertone of colonization. So, you know, you can have the message, but you can't have that King James Bible because it's just, you know, full of white supremacy and misogyny and, you know, superiority from all kinds of different categories. It's so hateful. But you know what's really hateful? CNN.